This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Turkey's President Erdogan's grip over the Turkish people, wherever they may be, is chilling. The Hill reports an NBA player accused the Turkish government of having canceled his passport in Romania as punishment for his critical views of Turkish President Erdogan.
What's up, world? Just wanted to say we are in Romania, and they said they canceled my passport by a Turkish embassy. You know, they've been holding us here for hours by these two police. You know, because the reason behind it is just, of course, my political views, and the guy who did it is, you know, the Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the president of Turkish Turkey, and you know, just, you guys know him by, you know, he's attacked the people in Washington. He's a bad man. He's a dictator, and he's the Hitler of our century. So I will keep you posted, guys, but just pray for us, and I'll tell you guys what's going on. Appreciate it.
Erdogan, now a self-appointed dictator after resetting the Constitution on April 16, 2017, rolled into Washington, D.C. to meet with President Donald Trump back on May 16th.
Keeping our outstanding relations stronger than ever will be very important, not only for our common interests, but also stability of the globe and peace around the world.
Donald Trump had requested Erdogan release an American pastor from the Turkish prisons, now flooded with teachers, press, and any opposition, ranking first in the world for the imprisonment of journalists after taking that title from China. Erdogan was likely frustrated that Michael Flynn wasn't still acting on the part of his dictatorship after being fired from the Trump administration. As the Miami Herald reports, it was a fact. Flynn disclosed himself in a declaration to the Foreign Agent Registration Unit of the Justice Department in early March. According to Flynn's paperwork, he was paid $530,000 for work that, quote, could be construed to have principally benefited the Republic of Turkey. The contract ended last November. Following Erdogan's meeting with Trump, Erdogan's oppression of the opposition of his rule took on a surreal tone as the Turkish president watched as his minions physically attacked protesting Kurds on American soil. Protesters supposedly protected by the First Amendment.
Somebody ordered them and they just attacked us. We had the elderly, the women were there, and we had the kid with us. And they didn't mind. I saw the little girl on the floor, on the ground.
First and foremost, I will say that that's not something that we will tolerate here in Washington, D.C. This is a city where people should be allowed to come and peacefully protest.
However, Erdogan and company utilized diplomatic immunity to make their getaway after injuring 11 protesters, sending 9 to the hospital. Erdogan personally came to America under the umbrella of foreign diplomacy, yet managed to give Americans a taste of the brutality and elitist power being waged on the thousands of innocent Turks populating his prisons. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
All right, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Daniel Estulin about his new movie, Bilderberg the Movie. He's someone who has covered Bilderberg for a very long time, interested in seeing his trailer and talking to him about the film. It looks like we're seeing some good moves here on the domestic front as well. We see that Trump's budget has leaked out in some sources, saying that they will slash $1.7 trillion in entitlements, cut food stamps by 25%. They need to do it for all immigrants, because that's the magnet that's pulling people in. No other country does that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, May 22nd, 2017. Joining us now is Daniel Estulin. He is someone who has reported on Bilderberg for a very long time. And we have here at InfoWars been to very many of the Bilderberg meetings. I went to the one in Copenhagen a couple of years ago. As you go there, what you find is that even though we have the most powerful politicians, the most powerful CEOs in the world all meeting, nobody is allowed to cover it. They don't issue any statements. It's very different from Davos. They'll do Davos, which is all very public and a dog and pony show. But they want to pretend that nothing at all of any interest is happening at Bilderberg. And yet this is one of the key places. Many of us believe that it is the key place because of its secrecy that we have seen over and over again. So I want to talk to Daniel Estulin about his movie, Bilderberg, the movie, documentary film about the origins, development, and expansion of one of the most elitist secret organizations in the world today, the Bilderberg Group. And he's been following this, as I said, for a very long time. He has written a book on it. We're going to play the trailer here in just a moment. But welcome, Mr. Estulin.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's great talking to you. Now, of course, the meeting is going to be here in the United States this year, right?
That's what it looks like. It looks like Chantilly again, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so they're going to go back to Virginia where it was a few years ago. And what they typically do, interestingly enough, and this is kind of unusual in that it's not a presidential election year. That's when they like to come to America so the presidential candidates can come in the back door and talk to them about the future, right?
Well, I don't think that'll problem this year because the presidential president, he's not going to come to any Bilderberg meeting, so they don't need to worry about it too much.
That's right, that's right. And there's no election this year. Tell us a little bit about the movie.
Well, the film has actually been in the making for about 4 years. It's been a long slog, to paraphrase, you know, the former Secretary of Defense, Rumsfeld. We got into this, I think it was the year like 2012. I had a well-known Spanish real estate developer who loved my work approached me about making a documentary about Bilderberg. Well, we signed the papers, the script was ready to go, and I think we're about 3 or 4 days away from actually embarking on a worldwide tour of doing the interviews when, if you believe the conspiracy or coincidence theories, three banks folded his loans and basically ruined him, destroyed him financially.
Wow.
So that was the end of that. About a year and a half later, someone else came in who's a Spanish film director, and he bought out this old, unfortunate man's share of the film, and I put the other half in, and so we decided to make the film. The film was done. Last July, it was, I believe, or last June, when he came to me and he said that Baker & Taylor, that's the subsidiary of the Carlyle Group, you know, the Bushes, the Bin Ladens and so on and so forth, you know, the good guys. They bought out his half of the negative. And I thought to myself, okay, this is funny. So Baker & Taylor making money off of my film. I knew basically we weren't going to see the, you know, the version that I wanted to show. So what I had to do is what took us paints off. After 3 years of painstakingly interviewing people all over the world, I had to basically go back and re-interview everybody in 2 or 3 months' time to get the movie done and, you know, up and running. And that's what basically we did. And so it's my film. It cost me almost $200,000 U.S. of my own money. So there's no, you know, IBM or Coca-Cola or, you know, any other major league sponsors involved. It's, you know, it's all my hard-earned cash. And but the film was done, and it's ready to go, and now we're doing the U.S. premiere here. I'm in New Orleans at the Britannia Theater on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. It looks like it's going to be, you know, standing room only, almost sold out, so I hope people can make it.
And right. So this Wednesday in New Orleans, and what's Wednesday the theater again?
It's the Britannia Theater,
okay.
And it starts at 7:30. People go to the website, BilderbergTheMovie.com. That's where I'm seeing it on the screen, that's right. And there's going to be a conference after the film. We'll talk about Donald Trump. We'll talk about the economic meltdown, why Trump became president, who the people behind Trump are, and how the entire situation fits into the Bilderberg dialectic. So I think, again, it'll be my first appearance in North America in almost 10 years because I've lived in Europe for a very long time until recently I moved back to Canada.
Let's take a quick look at the trailer. It's about a minute-long trailer. And then when we come back, I want to kind of get your take as to some of the things that you said you're going to be talking about in New Orleans. Give us a quick little overview, your take as to how things are looking with Donald Trump. Of course, he had some very promising things to say as a candidate, and I'm curious to see how you think here we are about 5 months or so into his administration, what you think in terms of what you've seen. Of course, he's going to be leaving from Israel, going to Rome. Then he's going to be going to Brussels. And, you know, that and according to, you know, we take a look at the people who are in his cabinet, too. But we'll talk about that when we come back from the trailer. Let's take a quick look at the trailer for Bilderberg, the movie.
The first step necessary for actually winning is to know what the war is.
Imagine a private club where presidents, prime ministers, international bankers and generals rub shoulders, and where the people running the wars, the markets, and governments say what they never say in public.
Under the guise of saving banking institutions, which they saved temporarily, they were effectively taking unpayable debt, huge quantities of unpayable debt, and transferring it from private corporations to governments.
Well, the primary goal is to defend the status of a unipolar world.
And the paradox of this project, the supranational European project, is the least popular it becomes with the people, the bigger mess it creates, the more power they get at the centre.
It's a war against a concept of man which is evil.
Now that looks excellent. Great production values there. I'm interested in seeing that. Tell me what you think about Donald Trump's presidency so far, because he had great things to say before the election about globalism, and then we see a lot of Goldman Sachs people coming into his administration. We see people like Jared Kushner and the influence that he's having there. What is your take so far as to what we see and what you think is going to happen with that kind of a cabinet?
Well, you know, first of all, Trump versus Clinton, the whole battle was for survival of two economic models, which simply could not coexist. It was a struggle between the transnational power centered in the person of David Rockefeller, now luckily dead, transnational bankers, Column World Company Limited, corporations who have more power than any government on the planet, and the globalists versus the non-American financiers centered in the city, which is London, part of the British Empire, Hong Kong, another very powerful city-state, which is the world center for money laundering, drugs, intelligence, and British control. Singapore, which is part of, again, the British Empire, Asian operations, you know, triads, Russian mafia, and so on and so forth. Leftover elite circles of the British Empire, the Rothschilds, European elite represented by the old European aristocracy, such as, for example, the House of Sachs Coburg, Austro-Hungarian aristocracy, Ottoman nobility, and, of course, for the most part, by many American intelligence agencies, with the exception of obviously, the CIA, I think some circles of the FBI and maybe the DEA. If you kind of look at the people again, Trump came in because the people behind the liberal banking financier model lost power because that model no longer made profits. That model has been running for the past 500 years, since about the discovery of America in 1492. Let's call it central banking warfare model. It's based on infinite growth on a finite planet, something we know just doesn't work. And we actually, the breakdown started in 1991 when the Soviet Union melted away, disappeared, lost the war. Call it what you wish, but basically capitalism, which needs continuous expansion in order to make the system work, I realized that point was the beginning of their own end. And so, we saw the first jolt in the year 2000 with a blow it out of the dot-com bubble. In 2008, we had Lehman Brothers collapse, which, again, the world economy was about to explode or implode. 2012, for the first time in over 100 years, Obama, I don't know if you remember that, David, he eliminated all Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan representatives from the White House Economic Council. And then in 2014, Obama limits the emission of dollars, basically arguing there's only enough money to finance the U.S. economy. And this is what Trump is saying. You know, we cannot save the world economy at the expense of the U.S. economy. We have to save our economy, you know, at the expense of the world economy. So we cannot print the money that they need, you know, to paper over the world financial crisis. And then in 2016, of course, you have Brexit and Donald Trump's victory. So the transnational elite power group, they lose power and also access to the money strings. And again, today, if you kind of look at the size of the economic problem, it is of such magnitude that it simply cannot be resolved through government intervention. You're looking at $10 trillion of global debt, you know, bonds, securities, derivatives, which are being negotiated and traded at negative interest rates. World debt is 226% of GDP. U.S. debt is $20 trillion. European banks are leveraged at 28-1. So even the slightest change in interest rates would basically lead to a global economic collapse. In the United States, you have almost 100 million Americans unemployed, 50 million surviving thanks to the food stamps. Then another important index is the CIA Misery Index, which is calculated based on real inflation plus real unemployment. That's a 32.89. And as a comparison, you know, during the darkest period of the Great Depression, it was 27.
Well, let me jump in there, because you're talking about the Misery Index. And I think they understand that there's this great group of people. They were called the Deplorables by Hillary Clinton. Macron called them essentially Les Miserables. Okay, so same thing, right? And yet he won in France with the backing of the Rothschilds. So is the empire striking back? And are they going to handle this unrest by a mass migration, a people replacement, and create a civil conflict within the countries? Is that the way they're going to handle this at this point?
Well, it's a very good question. Again, as you said, the empire is always striking back. They're striking back at Donald Trump via the corporate media, via the liberal circles, because again, the people who lost power, which is your liberal banking financier elite, they lost power to the isolationists and people who have the idea of...
Hang on, we're going to have to take a quick break. We're talking to Daniel Estulin about his movie that's coming up, premiering this weekend, Bilderberg the Movie. We'll be right back with more of Daniel Estulin.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Tiffany Jenks was murdered October 8, 2013, at the age of 35, shot in the forehead by someone she did not know and had apparently only met that night shortly prior to her death.
Or so the Oregon police say.
Another mind control victim to the slaughter?
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder, spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you leave me, I won't miss you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. On this Monday, May 22nd, we're talking to Daniel Estulin, a longtime Bilderberg investigator. He has now produced a documentary on Bilderberg. You'll find that at BilderbergTheMovie.com. And, of course, Bilderberg is spelled B-E-R-G. You can find information about that. There'll be a premiere this Wednesday evening in New Orleans. He'll be premiering his documentary. And I think it's interesting, Mr. Estulin, for many years, people mocked us, all of us, when we talked about Bilderberg. They tried to pretend that it didn't even exist. And I think there was a turning point. I'm curious to think, see what you think about when that turning point was. It seemed to me like they started to acknowledge their existence openly and come out and engage with a press release, at least, saying, well, here are the things that we talked about in secret. It seems like that was like in 2013 when they had the UK. And then in Copenhagen, we were allowed to get like right across the street from them. We were very close. We got a lot of pictures of them meeting with each other, pictures that were taken through the windows as they were going jogging. But then in most, and we've seen now since then, since 2014, you go to the Bilderberg meetings, they've kept people at a very far distance away so that you, it's very difficult to even get pictures of the people who are coming and going. You have to take their word for it. So who's even there, let alone what the agenda is. What do you think about this, the fact that this is now much more well-known than it used to be? It was before it was just dismissed as a conspiracy theory where they pretended that it didn't even exist.
We have a lot, obviously, more access and impact on social media on the one hand, but also on the other hand, my book in Spain was released in 2005. It's called The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. It was released in the United States in 2007. What actually helped is the fact that my Spanish publisher called Planet, they're the third biggest media group in the world with annual sales of over 2 billion euros, which is about 3 billion US dollars per year. So you simply couldn't write it off as some kind of a wacky conspiracy theory. And, you know, we've sold over 7 million copies in 68 countries, translated into 42 languages. So it just got to the point where slowly but surely started trickling out. And needless to say, the fact that Alex Jones was such huge following around the world, not only in the United States, but also in Europe and Canada and Australia and so on and so forth, got right behind the, you know, the Jim Tucker reports on the Bilderberg Group. Then he interviewed me when my book first came out. And so, again, it certainly helps when the alternative media like Alex Jones and others have gotten behind this initiative, and the mainstream press simply could no longer ignore it. So instead of ignoring it, that, you know, they created their own webpage to at least to control the dialectic to a certain extent, you know, through the information that they themselves put out.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, for the longest time you mentioned Tucker, for the longest time everybody just mocked him and pretended that it didn't exist. He was essentially laboring in obscurity. But then as we saw the rise of an alternative to mainstream media, Alex Jones and others began talking about your book, talking about his research, and it got traction. And now people understand in the same way, I think, that we saw with the Snowden documents. You know, people talked for a long time about many of the things that were happening. And just a couple of months before Snowden's release of documents, you had James Clapper going on with Ron Wyden and lying and saying, no, we're not doing any of that stuff. Couldn't even look him in the eye. And then a couple of months later, the actual documents hit. So when you go to the when you go to Bilderberg, when you film this and when you expose what is behind it, eventually now we have the means, at least for the time being, we have an alternative to the mainstream media that wants to censor this, that wants to silence this. And that's what we saw for the long time. As a matter of fact, it was a lot of the heads of mainstream media, like Washington Post, New York Times, they would be at the Bilderberg Group, and then they would pretend that it didn't exist. They would push back against it and say that it was a conspiracy theory.
Exactly. I wanted to touch a little bit back on what you said about, you know, the options available to Donald Trump. I think it's important. And then touch on Macron, because most people don't understand the whole election of Macron as president of France. Now, Trump has two options available to him. He either saves the U.S. economy and sinks the economies of the rest of the world, because, again, there's just simply not enough money, David, in the system to do everything. Or he saves the world at the expense of the United States, which, you know, which we know he's not going to do. Now, according to Trump, there's no more dollars for international investment. Only investment available will be to save the American economy. Thus, in his first speech, he explicitly talked about the need to invest in U.S. infrastructure, which is, again, the key business between now and 2030. The infrastructure investment, as far as the industry itself is concerned, we're looking at a $57 trillion sector. Now, what happens is when we build infrastructure, we're actually reorganizing the physical space-time of the planet, allowing our world to attain higher and higher levels of efficiency. So if your system is increasingly moving to higher levels of efficiency, you're talking about energy flux density, for example, such as from coal-based economy to oil-based economy to nuclear-based economy, there will be an increase in the productive powers of human labor at every step of the way, and that's the way that actual wealth is created. Money is simply the way of facilitating trade amongst people. It has no intrinsic value. It has no...
We're going to take a quick break. Can you stay with us for about another 5 or 10 minutes?
On the run.
All right, absolutely. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Daniel Estulin. He's investigated Bilderberg for a long time, had a best-selling book, and now he has produced a movie, Bilderberg the Movie, and you can find it at BilderbergTheMovie.com. And again, of course, many of our listeners know, but you spell Bilderberg with an E. It's B-E-R-G, and he's going to have a premiere this Wednesday in New Orleans, and then they'll have a discussion afterwards about what the state of the world is after a Trump presidency, after Brexit, and again, after the victory of the Rothschilds in France, which is a not an event that either of us are very happy about. I'm sure Daniel Estulin is not very happy about that. But let's get back to what you were saying before we went to break, Mr. Estulin. You were talking about the infrastructure, and I guess one of the things that concerns me as I look at this trip that Donald Trump has, and he goes to Saudi Arabia, and they say, yeah, you know, you need a $1 trillion. We got $400 billion arms sale here roughly over the next few years. Here's a tip. $40 billion for your roads, okay? We have spent more than twice what we really want to spend on our infrastructure. We've already spent that, a couple of trillion dollars plus, and there's going to be even more to that because we borrowed that money. So the bankers, as you pointed out earlier, the bankers love this model of creating war because they make a fortune off it. That's what made the Rothschild family, right? Yep. So we cannot afford our own roads anymore, but they give us a tip on this. You know, here's a little $40 billion towards that. It's about 4% of what we want to have. But my concern about this is that as the bankers create the wars that bankrupt us, then they come in and say, well, now you don't have any money. We can build the infrastructure, but we'll do this private-public partnership, the PPP, and then they wind up owning our infrastructure. That's what we're increasingly seeing, that they own the toll roads are being owned by foreign corporations or other individuals because we no longer have the money in our own country to build our own roads, to rebuild our own infrastructure because we're too busy spending money blowing up other people's infrastructure.
Well, first of all, you know, we own all that stuff anyway because they have stolen about $40 trillion from us. So any infrastructure being built out, that's ours, you know, the taxpayers. But then also, it's a very dangerous game to play because let me explain it to you. Trump has a possibility right now to destroy the banking elite. All he needs to do is to implement a 2 to 3% interest rate hike quickly or slowly. The first option would allow to quickly weaken the main opponents of the isolationists, representatives of the financial elite circles, the Rockefeller circles, etc., as it will cause the collapse of about 90% of large transnational banks, the main holders of corporate and household debt. So rising interest rates would also deal a death blow to the transnational economic elite, wiping out their financial leverage and taking most of the cash out of their hands. But, David, in this scenario, there's a big problem. We don't have a model, okay? It's a negative element. You need to instantly present an alternative model of the global financial and economic system. So the central banking warfare model, the infinite growth on a finite planet is dead. But if Trump pushes the interest rates to 2, 3% and the other system crashes completely, he needs something to substitute it with. Unfortunately, nobody has any concrete ideas about what this new system should look like. And this means that the world, in the case of a sharp rise in interest rates, will not just go into a state of chaos, but will stay in it for an indefinite period of time. So I know we don't have a lot of time, so let me just very quickly explain to you this whole thing about Macron, etc. So what is actually being debated right now between the Russians, the Americans, and a few others on a very, very high level, Trump and supranational level is, you destroy the countries, you eliminate the whole idea of Westphalia, meaning you eliminate nation states, and you replace them with regional economic blocks. Mm-hmm. For a regional economic block to work, you need a minimum number of people to be able to buy and sell stuff. That minimum 600 million people. So each region would have its own currency. For example, you'd have Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, and parts of Mexico. That would be the dollar, so you'd get about 600 million. Another group would be Europe. You know, Paris, Berlin axis with the French African colonies, you know, to boot. Then you have England, and this is where the Macron thing comes in. England and the Arab countries, you know, from Morocco all the way to Saudi Arabia. Because they own most of these countries, they created them in the first place way back when. But the problem with that, the Arabs would need some kind of an incentive to join England in that group. That incentive would be the head of Israel. At least that was the plan before Trump came into the White House. And Kissinger talked about this 5 years ago. He said Israel has till about the year 2021 and then it's going to disappear. The Rothschilds talked about this as well. Now, with Trump winning the presidency, you know, suddenly the British idea of the British Empire of, you know, doing this kind of a union is falling off by the wayside. They need another group. So what basically have done is they've created this Macron character who is a representative the same way that Napoleon III, okay, represented British Empire interests in the 19th century. Macron is doing the same today. So those who voted against Le Pen because they think Macron is mainstream are going to see how Macron is not only is going to destroy France and push it into the hands of England, which is the Rothschilds, but he's also going to destroy European integration, separate Germany from France, and you're getting basically the same formula as the British had in the 19th century. So again, we're playing and seeing some very interesting games because one of the things about Saudi Arabia and the Israelis, they've always been partners. You know, this apparent inanimity or unfriendliness between the two nations, they have a common enemy, that's Iran. So they're going to do everything in their power to make sure they isolate Iran. And that's where Trump comes in with his rhetoric against Iran as well.
Well, yeah, we're already seeing that in the press releases, the fact that we're now getting a lot of noise about how Iran has to be stopped. And people don't realize that, as you pointed out, Saudis and Israelis, that's the country that they want to get rid of. And, of course, also Syria. They want regime change. Saudis don't really want to see ISIS go away, but they do want to see regime change in Syria as well as in Iran, yeah.
More in Iran than Syria, because again, after Syria comes Iran, and after Iran comes Russia, and then comes the nuclear war and the end of civilization as we know it. So the point is that in this model I just explained to you, regional, you know, economic blocks, you know, elimination of countries, basically the Shiite part of Saudi Arabia, that's where all the oil is going to go, you know, join Iran, join Turkey, and join western part of Russia up to the Urals, you know, and ex-Soviet Turkic republics as one group, okay, homogenous group. And that's the kinds of things that Israelis do not want, and the Saudis do not want. So they are banding together against Iran. And Trump is playing an unwilling, hopefully, victim in this situation because, again, he's being played by these people because the Israelis and the Saudis, they're not America's friends.
No. And they have controlled our election for a very long time. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And again, that film, Bilderberg, the movie, you
it's
can find
this
it.
Wednesday, the day after tomorrow.
Yes, day after tomorrow on Wednesday in New Orleans. There'll be a premiere, and you can get information specific to that at BilderbergTheMovie.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Daniel Estulin.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And, of course, we're also going to have, in the next hour, we're going to have Jerome Corsi. He's going to be joining us from Washington. He is now part of the official White House press corps. So he's going to be joining us with a report, as well as Roger Stone with some updates on the hearings looking into the Russian red herring conspiracy theory of the Democrats. I want to take a moment here, because before we go to these interviews coming up in the next hour, and talk a little bit about this trip that we're seeing here. That Donald Trump has taken over the weekend. Of course, we saw a lot of interesting photo ops, and I think Roger Stone was exactly right when he said, when he looked at these pictures of Donald Trump getting the award and other things, it made him want to puke. I think the visuals on this are very, very bad. I think the people who set this up, it reminds me of the Dukakis tank ride, if many of you may not remember that. See if you can pull that picture up, picture that we've got of Michael Dukakis when he was campaigning against George H.W. Bush, George I, and he got into a tank and he put on this ridiculously sized helmet, and basically he looked like Rick Moranis from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Okay, but basically in this case, what he did was he shrunk the vote. There you go. There's Michael Dukakis. That's what he looked like when he was part of his campaign. Somebody gave him the idea that would be a great idea to ride around in a tank. And he looked, if you see the video of that, he's very, very goofy looking, looked very much like Rick Moranis. But when we look at what's happening with Donald Trump, I don't understand why, first of all, we would go there and honor that. Let me read you some of the comments of Donald Trump about Saudi Arabia when he was a candidate. He said, Saudi Arabia and many of the countries that gave us vast amounts of money to the Clinton Foundation want women as slaves, and they want to kill gays. Hillary should return all the money from such countries. He also said, tell Saudi Arabia and others that we demand free oil for the next 10 years or we'll not protect their private Boeing 747s. Pay up. Okay, so he's called them mouthpieces, bullies, cowards. He said they're paying ISIS. But now they're going to be our partners in the war on terrorism. Isn't that interesting? And one of the other things that Donald Trump said, he said, you know, it's sort of nice to know who your friends are and perhaps who your enemies are. I hope he still knows who his enemies are. I think, I don't know if the American public does. I mean, we focus a lot on the photo ops. Did he bow? Did he not bow? I think they clearly see this as a victory. The Saudis do. I mean, certainly for internal purposes. I don't know if you guys have got any motion pictures of that, but you can see that. I don't think it's just simply bending over. I think he, what you want to call it, a bow or a curtsy, he's accepting an honor. When you accept honors from people, that says that you're always accepting it from a greater to a lesser. And I don't want to see us throwing this country away for a little trinket like the Indians sold Manhattan, presumably, for some beads. Maybe they didn't really think of it as a sale transaction. Maybe we don't think of it as a sales transaction. But I'm telling you that the Saudis think of it that way. And I think it's very, very bad visuals. When we look at what's going on with Ivanka, and of course we have the T-shirt, Trump is my president, not Ivanka. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. But she goes to Saudi Arabia, and she wears, as they report, a very modest suit and a buttoned-up blouse. And then she praises Saudi progress on women's rights. Okay, she meets with other women because, see, in Saudi Arabia, you can't have men meeting with women. That's one of the problems with this. Now, they have said, we're going to give $100 million to her cause of women entrepreneurs. I don't imagine they're going to have any women entrepreneurs in Saudi Arabia, because it's pretty hard to run a business when you can't meet with men. As a matter of fact, you've got to go into a different entrance when you go into the building. They have one entrance for men, another entrance for women. So you can't drive a car, you can't meet with men, you can't talk with men, you can't wear certain types of clothes, you can't do anything that's going to highlight your beauty, for example, okay? You can't, they have all these different restrictions on them. But she said, in spite of all that, she said that Saudi Arabia has made encouraging progress in giving women more freedom. Please give us one example, just one. One example of where Saudi Arabia has made progress with women or with Christians respecting minority religious rights or with homosexuals. Name one, please, about how Saudi Arabia has made any progress. She goes on to say there's still a lot of work to be done and freedoms and opportunities to continue to fight for. Yeah, I would say that there are. You know, when you have a situation here where they can't drive, they can't wear clothes, they can't wear makeup, they can't do anything that shows off their beauty, they can't try on clothes when they're shopping, they can't leave home without a male guardian. They have a male guardian above them at all times, either their father, their husband, or a designated male guardian like their brother at all times. And yet, these are the feminists who are freaking out about The Handmaid's Tale, saying, look at this. This is what these Christian white male patriarchs want to do to our country. As a matter of fact, if you look at the film, you find out that The Handmaid's Tale is actually our future. Their past is our current. This is where we're all headed. And yet they turn a blind eye to what's going on in Saudi Arabia now, as the UN does. The UN not only put Saudi Arabia into a human rights commission, they also put them into a women's rights commission. And this is a secret ballot. Put them on there. According to the World Economic Forum, Saudi Arabia ranks 134 out of a total 145, right there at the bottom, in terms of a global gender gap. So I would like to know what they are doing that is so-called progress. You know, the elephant in the room with all this is Sharia law. When she meets with these women, when she meets only with women, that's all she's allowed to meet with, the real elephant in the room is Sharia law. You see, there's not really much of a distinction between Saudi Arabia and ISIS, okay? There's a little bit of a distinction, but there's absolutely no difference, and it's because of Sharia law, because of the religion of peace. And, of course, we had as part of this PR trip that was organized by somebody in the White House, we've allowed the King of Saudi Arabia to give honors to our president and to tell everybody that it is, once again, it is a religion of peace and tolerance. So let's take a look at what I tweeted out here. Here's a table. Crime and punishment, the difference between the Islamic State and Saudi Arabia. Now, if you commit blasphemy, acts of homosexuality, treason, murder, ISIS gives you death, Saudi Arabia gives you death. If you have slander or you drink alcohol, okay, 80 lashes from ISIS, and then the punishment from Saudi Arabia is at the discretion of the judge. That's the biggest difference in this whole table between the two. Adultery if married, death by stoning. From both ISIS and from Saudi Arabia. Adultery, if not married, 100 lashes from ISIS, 100 lashes from Saudi Arabia. If you steal, ISIS amputates your hand. Saudi Arabia amputates your right hand. So that's perhaps maybe even more severe because most people are right-handed. So they're trying to take the hand that you use the most. Banditry. Or theft, okay, that would be essentially robbery as opposed to stealing. That would be like robbery. ISIS will amputate your hand and a foot. Saudi Arabia will amputate your hand and a foot. Not much difference there. How about robbery accompanied by murder? ISIS gives you crucifixion. Saudi Arabia is different. Death. Not by crucifixion, because they don't want to have that visual reference there as to what's going on. But as we understand what Saudi Arabia is about, and again, it was, I think, the end of 2015, everybody was doing all the articles saying, this is the most people that Saudi Arabia has beheaded ever, and the total was getting very, very high. So what they did was they suspended their beheadings, and then they had, it was something 40 or 50, I'm trying to go by memory, 40 or 50 people that they beheaded at the beginning of January to try to catch up on the backlog of all the people that needed to be beheaded. These are the people that we go to. Dancing with them, again, the photo op of Donald Trump, Rex Tillerson, and Wilbur Ross dancing in a conga line with these guys wearing their white robes and carrying the swords. And hopefully, like I said, before they handed that sword to Donald Trump, maybe they got all the blood off of it. But, you know, when you shake hands with people with blood on their hands, sometimes you get that blood on your hands. Let's go to that video of a woman who was being beheaded. And I want you to hear this video. And for those of you who are looking at this, this is the true face of Saudi Arabia. This is the true face of Sharia law. This is the true face of Islam. You need to understand what is truly behind this. And we should not be part of a PR ploy for these people. And we should not be giving them a massive arms deal. You know, we look at this $400 billion that they're going to be getting in terms of weapons. We've said how the U.S. has acted as Al-Qaeda's air force. Well, we won't have to do that anymore because Saudi Arabia will be their air force. And why not? They're such wonderful pilots. They can fly commercial jets at speeds that no real pilot can fly at altitudes. We've seen that many times. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com, and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next hour by Roger Stone and by Dr. Jerome Corsi. Roger Stone is going to be talking about the Russian conspiracy theories. He's been begging to be able to tell his side of the story. Interestingly enough, we had General Flynn decline a Senate subpoena, and he invoked the Fifth Amendment. So we'll be talking to Roger Stone about that, as well as an additional development that Roger Stone is going to break here when he joins us in the next hour. Dr. Jerome Corsi has his White House press credentials. He's going to be calling us with a report from Washington. And before we get to this trip in Saudi Arabia, I want to remind you that we have a new product, Z-Shield Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support Formula. That is a new product, and we have this as a limited run, so it's going to sell out pretty quickly. But we also, when we bring in new products, we typically discount them off the bat. And so just get people to try it. We've got this now at a 25% off introductory pricing. This is something that is a proprietary toxic metal and chemical defense support formula. Our team of doctors, PhD herbalists, chemists have spent years testing, developing the proprietary technology that we use to create this. It contains organic ingredients that are known to help the body fight against toxic metals and chemicals like cilantro, milk thistle, and super concentrated zeolite. So they're there to help you fight all of the pesticides and compounds that are in your food supply and your water. You can see many reports that have surfaced in just the last couple of weeks talking about how contaminated our water supply is. And it's not just the city water supplies like we see in Flint, Michigan. It's also the chemical runoff that is being used as pesticides in crops. So this is one way that you can take control of your life, help to support InfoWars, and it is now 25% off. That's Z-Shield. And you can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we have the I Voted for Donald, Not Ivanka shirt. A good time to get that, put that message out there as we see the globalists inside the Trump administration. And, of course, Jared Kushner, who has brokered this arms deal with the Saudis. And this is the largest arms deal the United States has ever had. And we have reports that Rand Paul has said that he is going to try to block this. He has done this in the past. He did this in the past as we had a large arms sale being proposed for Pakistan, and it's been reported by some sources that he is going to file a resolution to put this up to a vote. And this is what he had to say when Pakistan was being proposed as someone that we were going to sell weapons to. He said, "I cannot in good conscience look away as America crumbles at home and politicians tax us to spend the money to corrupt and duplicitous regimes abroad." I think that would apply in spades to Saudi Arabia. And, of course, it was Jared Kushner who brokered this deal. It was Jared Kushner, as the New York Times reports, that put his personal touch on this, picking up the phone, saying with the Saudi representatives as he met with them in Washington, "We're going to get this deal done today." Picked up the phone, got Lockheed Martin executives on the line and said, "Let's get this cost down for the Saudis because these people are such good guys. We need to give them an Air Force so that they can maybe do their own fighting. Because we have been their surrogates. We have been the guys, we've been their mercenaries in the past." And what they do is they support our phony fiat currency, the petrodollar. That was a deal that was brokered by Henry Kissinger. They got us off the gold standard under Nixon, then they went to the petrodollar, and the Saudis said, "Yeah, we're going to buy all your petrodollars." And basically what they're doing is working with the Federal Reserve to make us all debt slaves as we go and fight their wars. No thanks. No thanks. As a matter of fact, some people, we'll talk about this in the fourth hour, some people are wondering why Trump is there after everything he said about the Saudis being involved in 9/11. That's the government's official conspiracy theory. By their official story, it was the Saudis. Why are we giving them money? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.